Yesterday, the FBI released more details, further confirming beyond a shadow of a doubt that the demonic entity who assassinated Charlie Kirk is a trans ally, because his roommate is his transgender girlfriend, who is supposedly cooperating with police. But I would be completely shocked if he, who goes by a she, of course the liberal media is going to respect her pronouns, if he is indicted as a co-conspirator, or at the very least for obstruction of justice or perjury. There may not be enough evidence to get him as a co-conspirator. I'm sure they're going through all of their messages. But if there is not enough evidence to catch him on that, then they will catch him in a lie. I find it completely unbelievable that the assassin did this all on his own without telling his girlfriend that he was going to do this. And you may recall that there were messages that the girlfriend admitted that the shooter sent to him, saying that he or they need to go and retrieve the rifle, okay? So there is probably another shoe to drop. So now the Democrats are in an extremely tough spot. They painted themselves into a corner, pretending that they didn't know the motive. And many of them now are blaming the shooter, claiming that he's a right-wing anti-Semite. And that's why he took out Charlie Kirk, because he was a fan of right-wing streamer Nick Fuentes, a Groiper, which is the name of his fans. If you missed it, check my video from yesterday. And that is the big lie that they went with to try to deny and distance themselves from having any responsibility about this attack. Since Democrats are delusional, many are still lying in denial, claiming that those FBI sources have been duped, or that the FBI is lying in order to fit this narrative. But here is a brief interview with the couple's neighbor.
There's some published reports out there that this individual, the roommate, may have been transitioning. Did that correlate with what you saw?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so he was going to have an operation to be to turn into a woman.
Yeah. And I think he's getting ready for that.
Some Democrats, however, like Zoomer TikTok sensation Harry Sisson, the future Brian Stelter, says that this doesn't have any bearing with the case at all, boasting so Tyler Robinson was in a relationship with a trans person, according to reports. What does this exactly change? Well, it changes the fact that you guys have been calling him a right-winger, that you've been claiming that he is a Groiper, that he's an anti-Semite who assassinated Charlie because Charlie wasn't anti-Israel or anti-Jew enough, or racist enough. There may actually be a trans terror cell that the shooter was communicating with, because there are some very strange posts that were posted the day of or the day before, hinting that something, quote, amazing was going to happen at the Charlie Kirk event. And there's really some odd things. I'll look deeper into it, but there is something else happening here. California State Senator Scott Wiener posted that as trans people are under assault in this country, for example, falsely blamed for Kirk's murder, California is strengthening protections for them, meaning giving them more and extra rights. This is that LGBT weirdo who proposed a law, which I think actually got passed, that then like basically allows gay people to prey on underage children. Here's the Lincoln Project's Rick Wilson. MAGA's woke left trans Antifa Marxist gay Sharia furry narrative is having a rough night. This after the fake news spread that the shooter was a Groiper, that he was a right-wing extremist who took out Charlie because Charlie wasn't right-wing enough.
That you and your friends tried to perpetrate on us. Because it seems like to me, per usual, the problem's in your own house. Seems like the Groipers and MAGA are at their own little civil war that has absolutely nothing to do with the left. So maybe check your own house. Maybe check your own rhetoric.
Actually, you should check what the FBI had to say and what his neighbor had to say, and that he inscribed pro-trans messages on the bullet casings. That was the reference about he's a noticer of bulges That's some term in the trans community for gay men who are attracted to drag queens or trans women. And notice he claimed that there was a civil war between MAGA and Groypers there. In case you missed yesterday's video, I'll just briefly reiterate that Groypers are fans of right-wing streamer Nick Fuentes, who had Charlie Kirk as sort of his nemesis and encouraged his fans back in 2019 to attend one or several of his events and confront Charlie Kirk on the microphone, as Charlie obviously was known for the debates, about why he was elevating and welcoming this black gay diversity hire into conservatism, which brought us this epic clip, which I've showed many times over the years. Then former MSNBC host David Shyster, amplified this fake news to supernova level, just completely concocting this out of thin air. According to Utah officials and police interviews with his family, Tyler Robinson hated Charlie Kirk because Kirk wasn't conservative enough. Robinson reportedly admired Nick Fuentes. Total fake news. I don't even think it's just like getting this wrong or hearing this from other people. I actually think that this guy is so desperate for money that he is just clearly posting fake news in order to get it monetized on X, because this post got 9.3 million views. And I've seen other posts of his where he's just claiming that sources are saying different things. And this guy has no sources. He was just a no-name, low-level MSNBC host years ago. Former Rhino Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger, Crying Adam, remember him, who cried during the January 6th commission hearings, amplified this as well, saying that all he is seeing is Groyper stuff coming from the shooter, which again is just insanity. And I got to call out Candace Owens, who, I mean, I got to admit is a little crazy sometimes, because when Nick Fuentes posted that him and his followers are being framed for the murder of Charlie Kirk by mainstream media sources with zero evidence, again, which is just completely absurd, Candace replied to him, "Charlie died, but Nick's the victim. Just stay the F out, Nick. Stop grifting off of his death. Just shut up, you perpetual victim." And it's utterly ridiculous, because it's not even just about framing Nick Fuentes and his fans for inspiring this guy. It's about the entire narrative then trying to be shifted from that he's obviously a leftist, an LGBTQ ally, to, oh, well, he actually was an anti-Semite and he assassinated Charlie because, you know, Charlie's too, you know, close with the Jews. So that's a big swing and a miss by Candace there, who I'm sure agrees with Nick Fuentes on most of his takes about Israel and Jewish stuff you're not supposed to talk about. But I think she still has a chip on her shoulder, because she probably sees him as a little bit too, quote, racist, because, I mean, he has used the N-word a few times, which obviously I have no problem with whatsoever. I mean, I wouldn't recommend using it on a stream or in a video or posting it online, because that's kind of cutting off your nose to spite your face, because we all know the psychotic reaction that occurs from such a thing. But I mean, I'm not going to lie and sit here and pretend like, oh my God, somebody used the N-word. That's just terrible. That's just racist. I mean, heck, I think I used it twice this weekend. Big deal. Oh, and by the way, subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because, well, I don't even need to tell you why. I mean, it's pretty obvious. You're not going to find another YouTuber like me. So subscribe here and check back on a regular basis. And because this is the latest in a long and growing list of horrifying shootings committed by trans people and their allies, their advocates, the left is extremely upset about this. And that's why they are doubling down, really quadrupling down on their lies and blaming Charlie Kirk, blaming President Trump, blaming us for literally just calling them lunatics for trying to paint us as Nazis over the last 8 years. Charlie Kirk's widow issued this statement over the weekend.
"The evildoers responsible for my husband's assassination have no idea what they have done. They killed Charlie because he preached a message of patriotism, faith, and of God's merciful love. But they should all know this. If you thought that my husband's mission was powerful before, you have no idea. You have no idea what you just have unleashed across this entire country. In this world, you have no idea."
That's right, because Charlie was not only very polite, and those days are over, but he was a moderate. In fact, that was one of my criticisms of him over the years, is I wanted him to turn things much further to the right, particularly on several issues. And over the last several years, in fact, he has. And as this meme illustrates, he kind of was, you know, the dam holding back actual right-wing extremists from becoming prominent in conservatism in the Republican Party. And so, sorry, liberals, those days are over. This is a deep fake, but it does very cleverly illustrate the situation that we're all now in.
I really shouldn't say it, but I think I've got to say it. The far right in our country doesn't exist yet. The far left, the Looney Tune Brigade, however, is quite real. Real as real gets, as serious as cancer. Cancer, not good. But people forget that I'm a moderate. Charlie was a moderate as well. But the psycho left has been poking a sleeping bear with sticks, calling the bear names, stealing the bear's wallet, and have actually begun shooting the bear. But this isn't an ordinary bear, folks. No. No, it's not. This, of course, is what scholars refer to as a metaphor.
And these lunatics on the left, even those in Congress, they can't come to grips with just how upset we are. And we've just begun to avenge Charlie's assassination with not just your typical political people posting memorials and outraged about this, but you're having moments of silence at NFL games and at baseball games. This is huge. Here is a Coldplay concert over the weekend.
And so, with that in mind, for the final time for a few years in London, let's raise our hands like this and send love anywhere you want to send it in the world. And there are so many places that might need it today. So here it comes from London. You can send this to your brother or your sister. You can send it to the families of people who have been going through terrible stuff. You can send it to Charlie Kirk's family. You can send it to anybody's family. You can send it to people you disagree with, but you send them love anyway. Send it to peaceful people in the Middle East.
Democrat Congressman Al Green took to the floor of the House to complain that we are calling the left lunatics.
And call Democrats lunatics.
Many in the Marxist media continue to blame Charlie, saying that he just brought this on himself. This from the Daily Beast. If Kirk was a victim of pernicious cultural violence in America, it must also be acknowledged that he was an author of that culture. No, Charlie actually never even hinted at violence. Charlie went in to talk to people, invited people to challenge him, to debate him. And when you point out that many on the left are deranged lunatics and psychos who literally want us dead, then that in and of itself is chilling and dangerous, according to CNN.
And warning, it's about to get a lot worse in this country. That is a chilling threat from some of MAGA's youngest and most passionate members tonight.
It's a threat, they say, by we're being like, hey, man, these people just keep ratcheting things up. This is going to even get a lot worse. We need to take care of this. We need these people arrested and institutionalized. That's a threat. We call them lunatics. We ask them to tone down their rhetoric. We say that them demonizing President Trump and his inner circle and us as Nazis is very dangerous, beyond the pale, despicable, not even political rhetoric. That is dangerous, satanic propaganda. But meanwhile, this is how they sound.
We have to start calling his supporters racist as well. That MAGA that MAGA symbol has come to represent something. It is the new Nazi symbol. It is the new hood.
Because they're not a party, right? They're Sinn Féin to the IRA. They're the PLO to Hamas. They're a dime store front for a terrorist movement.
The Republican is a terrorist movement, he says.
The Republican Party is basically a domestic terrorist cell at this point. And they should be treated as such.
There are elements of the GOP that are starting to look like the jihadists.
Not a political party. They're a white nationalist movement. They're a fascist threat to our nation. That's not hyperbolic. That's academic.
Would have once seemed hyperbolic, but it increasingly does feel like the Republican Party has become a death cult. And it's all about Donald Trump.
There is no alternative right now because the Republican Party project today is a fascist authoritarian project.
Fact is, Republicans in Congress are still in the grip of the ultra-MAGA agenda.
Party of dupes, party of knuckleheads, party of weirdos, party of freaks. So that is a simple messaging.
We're the party of weirdos and freaks, huh? Like Charlie Kirk's widow said, these people have no idea what they've just done. They won't be laughing for long.
Under President Trump's leadership, I don't care how, it could be a RICO charge, a conspiracy charge, conspiracy against the United States, insurrection, but we are going to do what it takes to dismantle the organizations and the entities that are fomenting riots, that are doxing, that are trying to inspire terrorism, and that are committing acts of wanton violence. It has to stop. And my message is to all of the domestic terrorists in this country spreading this evil hate, you want us to live in fear? We will not live in fear, but you will live in exile. Because the power of law enforcement under President Trump's leadership will be used to find you, will be used to take away your money, take away your power, and if you've broken the law, to take away your freedom.
The great Stephen Miller. Thanks for watching. I'm Mark Dice. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here, and if you enjoy watching my videos, you'll really love reading my books. So head on over to Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and order my latest, The War on Conservatives. Or head on over to my online store, MarkDice.com, click the link in the description below, check out some of my merch. Stay tuned, and I will see you soon.